Let's have a look at the market for the first on the card. We'll get to the Caulfield Cup and give it plenty of airtime in due course. Race 1, Takeout 8 and 9.
In the first, we have Undoubtable Miss 34, River Jewel 19, Counterplay 5, Justice Glory 13, Super Snob 9, Our Crown Mistress, Tab Fixed Odds favourite, $2.60, Beers at Burns 19, Sworn Evidence 7, and Tali 5.50. And with the favourite, Our Crown Mistress, being pretty popular, ranging between the $2.60 to $2.80 mark, currently at $2.60. And the best supported outside the favourite has been Tali, who's been as much as 8 into now 5.50.
Okay, it looks a good betting race, and Dean, you'd imagine the favourite would lead up.
I would think so, Greg. She's got the good tactical speed, Our Crown Mistress, but horses like Super Snob, River Jewel, and maybe Counterplay from out wider won't be loafing either. So, whilst only field of 9, I think it's probably 4 with good tactical speed.
It looks a good race. Where do you put Nuntali coming off a maiden into this race?
Yeah, beat 2 subsequent pretty impressive maiden winners too. So she's, I've got her in for 4th, Nuntali, but it was a very good win, and she built her momentum out wider at Cranbourne. I'm going off one off a lesser form line in Sworn Evidence, who comes to a race at Ararat, which was just too short for her, not suitable, but she ran quite well. And Darren Weir's always had a good runner in this race. He won it last year with Jennifer Lynn. He won it even back many years ago with Sublimity. So it's a race he semi-targets, and I think Sworn Evidence has got a really good chance here, number 10, to beat the favourite, Our Crown Mistress, who's done nothing wrong. She's won 2 of 3. Gay had the favourite in this race last year, Sylphide, who has beaten at a short price, but Our Crown Mistress can run very well. Super Snob is having a very good preparation, beating older horses last start, and Nuntali, I think, is a really promising horse. So I'll put them in 10, 6, 5 and 11.
10, 6, 5 and 11, and Warren Sworn Evidence beat Pino, who subsequently won at Flemington, so the form looks good there.
Pino was terrific with the blinkers coming off, wasn't she, in the Oaks trial? On with Our Crown Mistress. So I just think hard and fit, or having her run space, the form around is holding up well. She can get into a forward position here. I certainly think early in the day that won't be a disadvantage, and buoyed a bit by Sammy's opinion of how the track might play, particularly early on and in a race where she can control. I'm going to go with 6 Our Crown Mistress. I think Counterplay's going well. Fitter for 3 runs back from a spell, comes through a good race behind Invincible Star, obviously backing up pretty quickly, must have had a good week. River Jewel also comes through a fast race behind behind Hootson, and Nuntali, the form around her maiden victory, is holding up really well, and we certainly haven't got anywhere near a ceiling on her yet. 6, 3, 2 and 11.
6, 3, 2, 11. What are you doing with the first, Matt?
Maybe something a little each way on number 5, Super Snob, Greg, who didn't have a lot of luck at Flemington, was a very strong winner at Bendigo, is going to get a nice on-pace run here, just, you know, at an each-way sort of price. I thought it's an each-way bet to nothing, really. It's going to run first 3. Our Crown Mistress is a typical strong on-pace Waterhouse runner who's going to be hard to beat again. Counterplay's racing well. River Jewel comes off probably the hottest form line. Not overly keen, but I'll have something on the 5 here. 5, 6, 3 and 2.
Okay, I thought Our Crown Witness would be hard to get by. First use of the track and try and lead all the way. I didn't think there was a lot of pressure in the race. You might be able to dominate this. Over 11, Nuntali, 5 Super Snob and 10 Sworn Evidence.